Today is Thanksgiving, November the 28th, 2011, and Mark wanted to do a message about...
No more aborted babies.
No more aborted babies. And like I told Mark, that's not going to happen in our society. It's a good objective not to have any more aborted babies, but there are going to continue to abort babies. Roughly worldwide, about 115,000 unborn human beings are being aborted every day. 115,000 a day are being killed. The ultimate child sacrifice. In 2008, approximately 1.21 million abortions took place just in the United States. And, you know, in 2007, the biggest aborter of babies was Florida, 91,954 killed babies. New York City, 90,870. Texas, 80,886. It's just amazing. Nearly half of the pregnancies among American women are unintended pregnancies. And about 40% of those unintended pregnancies are terminated by killing the baby. And 22% of all pregnancies in the United States end in abortion. And who has abortions? Well, in 2007, 84% of all abortions were performed on unmarried women. Women in the United States who obtain abortion are younger than 25 years old. Uh, 47% of women who have abortions had at least one previous abortion. Now I'll tell you something. Black women are 4.8 times more likely than non-Hispanic white women to have abortions. And 37% of the women obtaining abortions identify themselves as Protestants, and 28% identify themselves as Catholic. And at the current rates, nearly one-third of American women will have an abortion. Now, why are babies killed in the womb? Why are abortions performed? On average, women give at least three reasons for choosing an abortion. Three-fourths say that having a baby would interfere with work, school, or other responsibilities. About three-fourths say they cannot afford a child. And half of them say they do not want to be a single parent or are having a problem with their husband or partner. When do these occur? Well, 88 to 92% of all abortions happen during the first trimester. How are these babies killed? Well, 86% of abortions are performed by either curettage, dilation and evacuation, and suction procedures. And who's performing these abortions? Well, there's a bank of abortion providers that specifically make it their business to kill babies. And at least 64% of these baby killers offer at least some second trimester abortion services. and then 95% off for abortions at 8 weeks, 20% off for abortion after 20 weeks, and 11% off for abortions past 24 weeks. Well, now, there is also ways of killing the baby through a contraceptive method during the month they become pregnant. And 40% of children or minors that are having abortion never report it to their parents, and their parents never know about it. So, question is, why are there so many abortions? Well, we've heard of the reasons that they're given. You hear a lot of justification for abortion because of rape and incest, but that's a very, very small percentage of the people that are receiving abortion have been raped or have had been a victim of incest. You know, a new human being comes into existence during the process of fertilization, and the growth in the womb is a rapid process. All systems are in place by the 8th week of gestation. Isn't it unjust to kill someone that doesn't have the means to defend themselves from murder? Isn't abortion an act of violence against a human being? What gives one person the right to kill another person? Well, it's a good question, isn't it? It's a very, very good question, and it's a question that needs to be answered. And we're not getting the answers. You know, there's a lot of legislation that has been proposed to outlaw abortion, and especially late-term abortion. But, you know, if we look at the biblical morality question, we are told in the commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit murder. And that's what we're doing. We're committing murder. And we are not just the United States, but across the world, over 107,000 babies are being killed every day. Isn't there a problem with adults killing babies? You know, I can see it, understand a little bit more. An adult killing another adult for self-defense. But it's absolutely horrendous to think that an adult would kill a little tiny baby while it's yet in its mother's womb. There's no defense, absolutely no defense for it. And so we go on, look at a nation, look at its direct ties to a nation's decline is the way that it treats its children, and specifically its infants. The Old Testament, it is proclaimed that we are not to participate in child sacrifice. And the infants have been sacrificed at the cost of convenience. That's what these women are saying. It's inconvenient. Child sacrifice at the cost of someone's inconvenience. So they kill them so they can be more convenient. Their life can be easier. They don't have to worry about taking care of this unwanted child. Well, we can continue to proclaim that this is godless behavior, God abhors. He says that it would be better that a rope would be put around your necks and you would be cast in the sea than to offend one of these little ones. But yet, we see it continues, and it is actually legislated. You know, currently 4 out of 10 unintended pregnancies end in abortion. And, you know, 2 out of every 100 have an abortion that are between the 15 and 44. And 48% of them have already had abortions. So, teen pregnancy. What brings about teen pregnancy? Well, premarital sex. And what brings about premarital sex? Well, all of this promotion of exploration of sexuality. You know, all of this sexed media and sexed movies. You know, and no boundaries. You know, there was a time when people were taught abstinence before, you know, not to have sex before marriage. And now, they actually promote it. They actually promote, well, you want to have sex before marriage to see if it's, if you're compatible with each other. All of this stuff. Well, and the result is teen pregnancy. And the result of teen pregnancy is massive amounts of abortion. Like I said, over 107,000 a day throughout the world of babies are sacrificed, are killed. And often one thing that's not discussed in the issue of abortion is the male. Oftentimes males are as equally guilty, if not more so, than the woman. They don't want to be responsible for this baby that they took part in making the girl pregnant of. They don't want to be any part of it. They don't want the financial responsibility. They don't want the moral responsibility. And they certainly don't want to be inconvenienced. They had their one night stand and their thrill, and now make the child sacrifice of the baby. Well, God is going to judge all of those who are going along with the killing of children. God is going to judge all of those who are participating in child sacrifice. There are those out there that say abortion is pro-life. Yeah, they're actually saying it's pro-life to commit abortion because it increases the quality of people's lives that still live. Well, you know what? One of these days, these people are going to give an account. Jesus Christ himself said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And, of course, we know there that, I'm not going to get off on that, but we know that all of those who are in heaven have been chosen by God the Father to give to Jesus Christ. It's never justifiable to murder somebody else. Murder. I didn't say capital punishment. I said murder somebody else. We know that many abortion clinics are unsafe, and there have been many butchered abortions. Women go in and think they're going to have a safe abortion and end up maimed for life. And there have been some abortions that have gone sour, and the child has lived and ended up being disabled for life. And God in His sovereignty has also saved some people. You know, in China, it's forced abortion. You know that in China is the only country in the world, so far at least, that we know of, that forces parents to get abortion. And, you know, there's a video on the internet that talks about how that this mother was pregnant at 8 months, whose fetus was poisoned and killed by Chinese officials because she had gone over the limit of children. Forced abortion by the government. And, you know, we see that there's no ethical considerations given. Oftentimes, teens are not given the proper information. They are whisked into a Planned Parenthood, and they are being reinforced to go ahead and kill the babies so they can get on with their lives. You know, oftentimes abortion is used just as a means of birth control. Birth control. Kill the baby. And teen pregnancy is also directly related to the lack of moral instruction in the home. And oftentimes people that have abortions come from a parent, a mother that has had an abortion. That's another study. And oftentimes, not always, but many times, they're the people that are having an abortion, like I said, are lacking moral instruction in the home. They haven't been taught the ways of the Bible. They haven't been taught. Not all, but many, are reinforced by what they see in their own home. And a quarter of all abortions in the United States are performed by Planned Parenthood. And so Planned Parenthood has been funded by our government, and so our government is judicially responsible for God for committing child sacrifice. It's a travesty on a nation that has on their dollar bill, "In God We Trust." It's an absolute scorning God Himself. And we know there's a lot of chemical abortion out there. We know that there's a lot of politics around whether a person is pro-abortion or pro-choice or anti-abortion or if you want to call it anti-choice. But from a moral and ethical standpoint, there is no other choice than to have the child. That's God said, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." And there are a lot of lies out there by government bodies statistically about abortions, just like there are lies about the unemployment rate. There's a lot of statistics that are fixed. And so that's pretty much a pretty thorough coverage of the subject, and I don't think that we're going to see abortion go away. I think it's going to continue, and it's also, there's a correlation in hard economic times. Abortion seems to go up because people don't have the funds to take care of these children, so they take the path of least resistance, and that is killing the child. I'm going to have Mark read a couple things. And we're going to conclude this message. And I hope that it will have an impact. If you're one of those that is trying to walk the fence on this issue,
what would you like to call this message?
Then I would examine it. Mark wants to call this "No More Abortions," I guess. Right?
No more aborted babies.
No more aborted babies. We don't want to see any more aborted babies. But, like I already stated, we're living in a time when people's morals were, is at an all-time low. And why do you think God commanded that these people didn't intermarry with all of these heathen? Well, one of the reasons was because they were into child sacrifice. And he totally denied them to do such travesty to their children. And if you want to read that, you can see those accounts where it said that they, their children were thrown into the fire. Oftentimes these children were sacrificed to other gods. Well, these people are sacrificing their children to the god of materialism, the god of convenience, the god of non-responsibility. That's what they're sacrificing their children to. And so there's many, many scriptures in the Bible. In fact, I would recommend that you, sometime when you have some time, do a study on this issue of child sacrifice in the Old Testament, and where God forbids these people to participate in these things. And I want you to go to the 10th chapter of Judges and it says, read the 6th verse there. Judges chapter 10 verse 6.
And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, that forsook the Lord and served not him.
We could talk about all of the gods today, the gods of money, the gods of education, the gods of sports, the gods of convenience. And so people want to participate in all of these things, and so they're sacrificing their children to these gods by killing them, aborting them. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and the hands of the children of Ammon. And we go on down in verse 10, read that.
The children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam."
And he says in verse 13, "Ye have forsaken me and served other gods, wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation." Well, unless the people of this nation and around the world put away these gods of that we've mentioned, and seek the God of glory, the God of heaven, they will be judged for sacrificing their children at the altar of these gods. Father, we pray that we take this message and use it for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.